97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today two complete, well, not strangers, but I just never thought I'd get you guys in the studio. I have Seth Gross from Bull City Burger and Tess Ocana from Downtown Durham, Inc. You are special events coordinator for them for the summer. How exciting. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Great. Great to be here. I've always been told I have a face for radio.
You do.
Thank you.
It's perfect. And a voice for TV?
Right.
We got that one right. So part of why Tess and I had talked about it, having you guys here is, she's now involved in the Downtown Durham, Inc. Find Your Cool concert series. And I know that you're participating in that. And Tess, it's wonderful to see that you've just, where you've landed and the wonderful
ma'am.
Things that you're doing.
Hit the ground running.
It's pretty exciting.
Got to book gigs.
You do have
gotta
to book.
Do it. Got
to
do it.
Got to find that talent. So how did you guys hook up?
Well, I've always had a great relationship with Downtown Durham Incorporated. And when they started putting this concert series together, Tess and Matthew Coppedge came to me and said, we'd love to talk to you about participating in this. Mm-hmm. We want to approach some of the local businesses and see what you guys can bring to the festival and the concert series. So we were really happy to be a part of it. It's right down the street from us. And we love being a part of Durham. So anything like this, we want to be there. We want to be present.
Well, you're not the only person that says that. I mean, now you're what, Southern Living's tastiest town
That's
in
right.
the South.
That's mm-hmm. it.
I voted a lot and so was thrilled that we beat Memphis, which is, I spent 18
and
years.
And New Orleans.
And New Orleans.
Yeah.
If they just plain out just didn't vote like we did. We are so supportive.
Absolutely.
I remember Sam Poli saying to me, if everybody in Miami voted, well, we would never have, at once.
Right.
We would never never have a chance. But we showed them.
Miami deserves it later on.
I'm not going to necessarily give in on that one. I think Durham deserves it over and over and over again. We've proven it.
Well, places independently owned, caring, groovy, locally sourced restaurants like Bull City Burger and Brewery are part of the reason why they won that title. And it's just so fun to go down there. There's also like a kids' corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, if you've got youngins but you still want to have a life and you'd like to be able to talk with your friends and family or the person that you made those children with mm-hmm. without being interrupted, there's this corner where they can play. There's toys. There's things for them to do. And it's a place where you can go and be hip mm-hmm. and feed your kids good, healthy, fun food that they'll eat and then go off and sit with yourself or with your partner.
Now, you're talking about Bull City Burger, not the festival.
What yes, the Bull City Burger. Yeah, I'm kind of a fan of the establishment itself. And then when they wanted to come on board and be our beverage sponsor, it was just a match made in heaven.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, how could you not be friends with someone who calls himself Grande Burger Flipper and Beer Tester, former corn-fed beef user, clean since 2009?
Absolutely.
You had to think hard maybe you didn't have to think hard to come up with that.
It's been a title in progress. Yeah, it's evolved over time.
How does it all fit on a business card?
It doesn't very well. It's very small font. And
it's a good thing they don't charge you per letter, right?
Right.
Well, I personally like it, and I have, now that I work over in Durham, I've had the pleasure of coming for lunch a couple of times. And
thank you.
I'm a total sucker for a egg over easy on a burger.
It's that and the Green Monster are two most popular burgers.
Well, tell me about the Green Monster.
Well, the Green Monster is a burger that has melted Gruyere cheese on it, roasted poblano peppers, and then shaved red onions, real paper thin red onions.
I'm ready.
So the Green Monster and the over easy are probably the two most popular.
Are they really?
Absolutely.
And you can get them anytime.
All the time.
And, one of my other favorites, Joy, my boss talked about this all the way from our office to the restaurant where the duck fry.
Duck fat fries, absolutely.
Duck fat fries.
They're shoestring potatoes with duck fat, rosemary, and sea salt. It's going very, very well. That's our signature fry, and we've had to open a liposuction clinic for ducks in downtown Durham to keep up with the demand.
Liposuction for the guests. How about that?
For the ducks first, yeah.
Well, no, the place feels really wonderful. There's just it's a dynamic space and very comfortable feeling. I like the family feel of the tables because it's mm-hmm. you know, sort of long tables, so that if you haven't been,
it's like a fish camp but cool. Not well, that fish camps aren't cool. No,
you know what? I hadn't actually thought of it.
The long tables, the long and the tables, pews kind of you put it all together.
Yeah.
Family and community are really, really important to me. And so when this restaurant was being created, the idea was to foster this environment that allowed people to sit together. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be, when you come in and you get your table number to be served, it's actually a historic date. And the idea was, if all these people are sitting at long tables together and you happen to be sitting across from someone, you may just happen to read the little fact in their date and the year of their table number and suddenly strike up a conversation with a stranger. And then you'd make a friend for the next 30 minutes while you had lunch. And you may say, hey, I'll see you again maybe next week or another time. It was great meeting you. And I really wanted that kind of community environment. And that's why we have the long communal tables. And then part of the dining room does have the traditional two top and four top mm-hmm. tables for those who don't want to sit with strangers.
Like maybe you're going to break up with somebody while you're there. Right, or
yeah. I think I sat across moment. From Pierce Freelon the other night. I think I did. And he's actually playing the series. So
well, that's cool.
You know, we're all gathering there already.
It's really neat. I mean, we have all kinds of personalities in Durham. You know, quiet celebrities and really very
we
recognizable.
We do, don't we?
Yes.
We do. And we move freely amongst each other. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to count us in this. We move freely amongst each other.
That's right.
Well, hold on to those thoughts because we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, give us the address.
We're located at 107 East Parrish Street, right in the heart of downtown Durham, the corner of Mangum and Parrish, just north of DPAC.
And web address is?
BullCityBurgerAndBrewery.com, and you do spell out and, A-N-D.
A-N-D, and you can find parking information on the website?
Parking, directions, everything.
Cool, and Tess, we're going to talk more about Downtown Durham, Inc., and find your cool. And if anybody can find their cool,
it's Tess.
You're the girl to do it.
Oh, it's all about Durham finding its cool, yeah.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Need your local culture fix? The lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for DPAC, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapelboro's Lifestyle.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Around my table today, Tess Ocana, who's Special Events Coordinator for Downtown Durham, Inc., and Seth Gross, Grande Burger Flipper and Beer Tester from Bull City Burger. And Tess, tell us a little bit about how you guys connected and the whole, let's talk about Find Your Cool and how you found this cool guy. And
sure. Well, the Find Your Cool Summer Concert Series is a free summer concert series at Corcoran Plaza, which is, you know, also near DPAC and also near Bull City Burger, with the Bronze Bull in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Major.
And it starts Thursday, May 9th, with Joe Gore and The Alternative, which is like soul and rock and roll. And there'll be 12 other weeks of shows. They start at 7 o'clock, all but one of them at 7 o'clock. And you can bring your friends and family and just let it all hang out. But it's really important that it's free because these are the kind of bands that you'd pay money to see.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have. In just looking at them, I have paid money to see these people.
Yeah. Jolly Sissoko just won a Durham Emerging Arts Grant, Artist Grant. He is a kora player, which is like a West African harp, and it's beautiful.
Ooh.
And in my mind, the angels over the top of the Appalachians play the hammer dulcimer, and the angels that fly over Senegal and Mali, in my mind, in my heaven, play the kora. So also
nice visual.
Yeah. And then the Angels Over the Top of Memphis play, I don't know. You get the idea.
Blues.
Yeah, Angels blues play the guitar. Blues, yeah. Also, Orquesta Gardel later on in the summer, which is a 12-piece salsa band. The dancers follow these people like crazy. So if you love to salsa dance, or if you want to learn, or if you like to watch people who salsa dance, Orquesta Gardel, June 27th, they'll be great. But you can just go to downtowndurham.com and see the rest of the lineup. A little bit of everything, from rockabilly to soul to West African to salsa, blues. It really reflects the diversity and the deep, deep talent pool that we have here in the Triangle.
We are so lucky. I mean, I've seen a couple of these. Darkwater Rising, I really enjoy them. And they're Lumbee.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I broke the rule once. It was important to Downtown Durham, Inc. that the bands be local. Mm-hmm. And I would say Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham, Pittsburgh, because Sarah Shook is from Pittsburgh. But I had to break the rule just once and call up Darkwater Rising, that they are from Lumberton, because this is like their summer. Every summer there's certain bands that have reached that collective mass, you know, that mass, and it's their summer and they're rising. No pun intended on the Darkwater Rising, but I do believe that the summer 2013 is their summer. So I had to break the rule and call down to Lumberton and get one non-Triangle band in on the series.
Well, they play around here a lot, and so they may not live here, but they are a big Triangle favorite. Mm-hmm. So I think that counts. Mel Melton, I mean, how can you go wrong?
You can't.
I mean, you can't. It's just,
looks good, sounds good.
Mardi Gras in a band.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great lineup.
Thank you.
And you know all these people, so you brought all this together.
Well, you know, one of the fun things was is it gave me the opportunity to work with some young bands or bands that I had never worked with before. So I'd had my eye, for instance, just going back to Sarah Shook and the Devil again, I'd had my eye on them for a little while, but I wasn't really able to offer them a booking at some of the larger venues that I'd worked with. So I got real excited that I got to reach out to some young bands and just something a bit different. Even The Beast, who were huge, you know, Pierce Freelon, a hip-hop band. I had never gotten to work with them before, but this gave me the opportunity to call up and say, hey, it's me. You want a gig? And I was just very, very fortunate that it all came together so quickly, and people, almost everybody just said yes straight away.
Seth, your role in this is, y'all are out there pumping beer? Is that?
We are serving the beverages, so... we won't have burgers down at the plaza, but you can certainly get them at the restaurant. But why we're there is to serve our beer, and we're actually featuring a brand new beer next week for this to launch the series. It's 27701, the zip code.
Uh-huh.
It's a Durham Mild, so it's a takeoff on one of the great British styles of beer called a mild ale. Pleases a whole lot of folks. It's lower in alcohol. It's what's called a session beer. I'm all about session beers because I like to drink. And if it has lower alcohol, it means I can drink more and still get home safely. So
session is like gives you a longer session to drink.
It's secret beer geek code means let's go out for a session means let's go out drinking, but we don't want to say we're going out drinking beer.
Hey, that's so cool, because in Ireland, a session is playing music in the pub, you know,
a session
in Irish.
Yeah.
So a session, you know, everybody's sitting around
drinking. Sessioning.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that too. I'm going to start talking.
The sessions. Yeah.
So we'll have we're debuting the 27701 Durham Mild, and then we're going to have two beers on tap every show. So the other one, we're going to keep it seasonal and have it fun. You know, we brew over 50 different styles of beer through our brewing cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So that means throughout this summer, you'll actually get to have different beers as an option. You know, wheat beers, and when it gets real hot and nice and refreshing. So we'll have the beer. We're going to serve all natural Boylan brand sodas because we have the first Boylan soda fountain in North Carolina in our
restaurant.
So we're doing bottled Boylan at the festival. We've got bottled water, of course, for folks. And we'll be serving Charleston Tea Plantation iced tea, the same tea we brew in the restaurant. We'll have sweet and unsweet tea for folks and refills.
And these are what? The price range of these is from what to what? So
well, we're bringing in the stack cup. So this is kind of a new thing that comes originally from South Africa, but they are setting up a plant in Zebulon. And it's a really cool plastic cup that's reusable, and you can take it home.
Uh-huh.
It'll have the Find Your Cool series logo on it. And it's designed to hold in your hand multiple cups in one time. They stack within the handles. So you can actually – the record in Belgium is set at 32 or 36 beers in one hand.
Carrying them to your friend. Cool. Yeah. You're the buddy that they say, hey, Kate, can you go get me a beer?
The handles nest in each other like a spiral staircase, and it creates this tower.
It's incredible.
Anyway, you get to keep the cup. And so we'll have beer, iced tea.
Wow. I'm imagining it.
And that way you bring your cup back and you get it refilled at a lower price. And so, you know, beer's around $5 and, you know, iced tea and drinks are, you know, $2 or $3. But we wanted to promote recycling and make sure that everything, we kept stuff out of the landfill. So using these cups is a great way to do that.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more. We're going to have to go to break. I'm talking with Tess Ocaña and Seth Gross. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Scarlet, it's over. I'm leaving.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go and what shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, chapelboro.com. You can find photo galleries, daily columns, news and sports, Chapelboro's best, all that and more every day.
Oh, Rhett, with the comprehensive community calendar as my witness, I will never go hungry again.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Local and legendary downtown shopping and dining now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Around my table, Tess Ocaña, Seth Gross. Seth, this is our short segment, so let's use it wisely and tell me a little bit more about where you came from and how you ended up in Durham.
I'm very happy to be here in Durham. I started out as a young lad growing up outside of Boston, just sort of north of Durham, Boston, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. Didn't like the cold so much, so I went to school at University of Florida, and it was too hot there. So yeah. I went to school in New York at the CIA, the Culinary Institute mm-hmm. of America, and got my culinary degree.
But a little chilly there, too.
It was too cold, so I went to Arizona. But that was way too hot. So I went to Chicago, and that was too cold.
Whoa.
So now I'm in Durham, and I've been here 18 years, and I'm absolutely found home, and I don't plan on leaving.
Did you research it? You just
got in the car.
It was one of those, I don't know if I saw a magazine, heard something on the radio. I was young and, you know, had no ties and said, the Triangle is a place growing with young people. Go there, you know, 18 years ago. So I just
heads
came.
California tells yeah. Carolina,
yeah, something like that.
And just so you came here. Where'd you first work when you came here?
So I started out waiting tables until I started as the first sommelier for the Siena Hotel in Chapel Hill, and so I did the wine thing there for a long time. And wine was really good to me. It allowed me to travel the world. Mm-hmm. I've worked in wine for many, many years. But the goal was always to get back to beer because I learned to brew beer in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I was professionally brewing there and cooking. And it just took me about 15 years until I could find people who had enough money to believe in me and help me start the restaurant Bull City Burger and Brewery. So we're a full-scale brewery and restaurant, and I like to say we're a fine dining burger joint. We serve you a burger beat up on a pie pan with beer, but we make everything but the ketchup. I mean everything. We make the hot dogs. We make the buns. We make the mustard, the mayonnaise, the relish, the pickles, the sauerkraut, the bacon. I mean everything but the ketchup is made in-house, the ice cream, you name it.
Do you make chili dogs?
We do, absolutely.
Chili slaw dogs?
Absolutely. We make the slaw. We make the chili. Our chili won the chili challenge last year, and we're hoping to defend our title in June this year as best restaurant chili.
The chili challenge.
2012 challenge. So
is that just a Durham thing?
It is the I think.
Triangle?
Triangle Chili Challenge.
It's at the Durham Farmers Market, and it's coming up in June.
Thank y'all.
It's been a pleasure.
This has been a pleasure. I can't wait for it to start. Will y'all come back?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Gladly.
Thank you. I'm Deborah Miller. I've been talking with Tess Ocaña and Seth Gross. You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.